All right, welcome back everyone for another deep dive. Today we're going to be tackling a story that's just full of drama.
Oh yeah.
Intrigue and, you know,
big time.
Timeless lessons, the story of Samson.
Absolutely.
It's an ancient tale.
Yeah.
But it really grapples with themes that are just so relevant, I think, even to this day.
It really is.
So, you know, for anyone listening who needs like a quick refresher,
right.
Samson, incredibly strong guy.
Superhuman strength.
Yeah, we're talking like superhuman strength.
Yeah, for sure.
He's a Nazarite.
Uh-huh.
And that basically means he was chosen by God for a special purpose.
Yeah.
And took a vow to never cut his hair.
And, you know, that vow wasn't just symbolic.
Right.
Nazarites, they were set apart for God's service, and their uncut hair represented that commitment, that separation from the ordinary.
Yeah.
You know, think of it like a physical manifestation of their dedication.
Okay, so that's really interesting.
Yeah.
So Samson's mission was to help the Israelites battle the Philistines, their sworn enemies. Yep. And, you know, the stories about his feats of strength are legendary.
Oh, yeah.
It's said that he single-handedly slaughtered 1,000 Philistines with the jawbone of a donkey.
It's like, it's almost like something out of a comic book.
Right.
Right. but those stories, however fantastical they are,
yeah,
they speak to, I think, a deeper truth.
Oh.
They highlight the idea that even just one person armed with, you know, conviction and purpose can really make a difference.
All right. So we've got this strong, divinely appointed hero.
Uh-huh.
But here's where things get interesting, right? Samson also has a little bit of a weakness for women. And that's where the trouble begins.
Totally.
He falls for a woman named Delilah. And let's just say her motives aren't exactly pure.
No, this is where the story, I think, really takes a turn. And it starts to explore themes of temptation, vulnerability.
Oh, interesting.
And ultimately, betrayal.
Okay.
You know, the Philistine leaders, they realize Samson's weakness.
Yeah.
And they see an opportunity to exploit it.
Oh.
So they approach Delilah and they offer her a hefty bribe if she can uncover the source of Samson's extraordinary strength.
So Delilah, I mean, being the cunning manipulator that she is,
yeah,
she agrees and starts playing this kind of dangerous game with Samson, trying to coax his secret out of him.
It's like a psychological thriller almost.
Right.
Watching these two dance around each other, each with their own agenda.
Yeah, yeah.
Delilah's using all her wiles pretending to care for Samson while subtly manipulating him.
That's so interesting how the story builds that suspense.
Yeah.
You know, at first Samson resists
and
he feeds Delilah false clues about his strength.
Like what?
Like he tells her that if he's tied up with new ropes, he'll become powerless.
Oh, okay.
But of course he just breaks free easily.
Right.
Like snapping a twig.
It's almost like he's toying with her, enjoying his power.
Yeah.
Maybe even underestimating her persistence a little.
Then he tells her if his hair is woven into a loon, he'll lose his strength.
Mm-hmm.
But again, he wakes up, effortlessly pulls himself free, loom and all.
Wow.
It's like, you know, it's like watching a master illusionist at work.
Right.
You know the trick is coming, but you're still captivated by the performance.
Totally. Yeah.
It's really fascinating.
Yeah. But, you know, with each of those false reveals, Samson, he kind of edges closer and closer to the precipice.
Right.
It's as if he's testing fate.
Yeah.
Pushing the boundaries of his strength.
Yeah.
And, you know, his secret.
Oh, okay.
And as we know, pride often comes before a fall.
That's true. So true.
Yeah.
It's almost like he's addicted to this game, addicted to the attention.
Right.
And you see how Delilah's persistence wears him down, chips away at his resolve.
Mm.
She plays the victim, accusing him of not truly loving her if he won't share this big secret.
And that's such a powerful manipulation tactic, isn't it?
It is. It is.
Preying on someone's insecurities.
Yeah.
Making them feel like they have to prove their love.
Exactly. And finally, Samson just cracks.
Yeah.
He confesses that his strength comes from his uncut hair.
Wow.
The symbol of his vow to God.
Hmm.
That's a moment of both relief, I think, and dread.
Yeah.
We know he's made a terrible mistake.
Yeah.
But we also understand how he got there.
Absolutely.
It's a good reminder that even the strongest among us have weaknesses.
That's right.
Vulnerabilities that can be exploited.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's the people we love, the people we trust.
Yeah.
Who pose the greatest threat.
That's true.
And Delilah, you know, true to her nature, she seizes the opportunity.
Right.
She lulls Samson to sleep.
Uh-huh.
And calls for a Philistine to come and shave off his 7 locks of hair.
Oh, man.
It's a brutal scene,
It
you know,
is.
a stark contrast to that mighty warrior we saw earlier.
Yeah, that act of betrayal is so visceral, so symbolic. It's not just hair being cut, it's a sacred vow being severed, connection to God being broken. And with that, Samson's strength vanishes.
It's gone, yeah.
He's captured, blinded, and taken to Gaza to be a spectacle for the Philistines.
It's heartbreaking to see him reduced to grinding grain in prison,
Yeah.
a shadow of his former self.
Yeah.
You really feel the weight of his choices,
You do.
the consequences of his weakness.
But you know, even in his darkest hour, there's that glimmer of hope, a hint of redemption. As Samson toils in that prison, his hair, it begins to grow back.
It's like a physical manifestation of his spiritual renewal. He's been humbled, stripped of his pride, and in that brokenness, he begins to reconnect with his purpose. And the Philistines, blinded by their arrogance, they fail to see the change that's happening within Samson.
They just see him as a defeated enemy, the source of entertainment. They decide to have this grand celebration in their temple, dedicated to their god, Dagon.
Okay, so who is this Dagon character?
He was a major deity in the Philistine pantheon, often depicted as a half-man, half-fish creature.
Interesting.
He represented fertility,
Okay.
the sea, and agricultural abundance.
Got it.
Basically, everything the Philistines relied on for their survival.
So this festival was a big deal for them.
Huge. Yeah, so they bring Samson out to their temple where, thousands have gathered, including all their lords and officials. They want to parade him around, mock him, and revel in their victory. They think they've broken him completely.
But they underestimate the power
Oh,
of a
yeah.
wounded spirit,
Oh,
a
yeah.
spirit reconnected to its source of strength.
Yeah.
They place Samson between these two central pillars that support the entire temple structure.
It's almost as if they're setting the stage for their own downfall.
This is where the story takes a truly dramatic turn. Samson, blinded and humiliated, calls out to God one last time. He prays for strength, not to escape, but to avenge the Philistines for taking his eyes.
It's a powerful moment of transformation. Samson recognizes the gravity of his past choices, and he seeks to make amends. He's no longer driven by pride or selfish desires, but by a sense of justice and a desire to fulfill his original purpose.
And God answers his prayer. Samson, infused with this surge of divine power, pushes against the pillars with all his might.
The scene is both terrifying and awe-inspiring. The temple, it collapses, bringing down the roof and crushing everyone inside, including Samson himself.
Wow. Talk about a dramatic exit.
I know, right?
In his death, Samson kills more Philistines than he ever did in his
You're
life.
right.
It's a tragic end, but also a powerful statement about redemption and the consequences of underestimating even a broken man. Yeah, it's a powerful ending, but it really does leave you with a lot to think about.
It does, it really does.
Samson's story is ultimately a tragedy, but it's also a story of redemption.
Even though he makes some terrible choices, he ultimately finds a way to fulfill his purpose, even if it costs him his life.
It makes you wonder, though, is that the only way he could have achieved redemption? What if he had resisted Delilah? What if he had just stayed true to his vow?
Those are the questions that make this story so compelling, so timeless. It forces us to confront, I think, our own vulnerabilities, our own capacity for both greatness and self-destruction.
So how do we apply these lessons to our own lives? I mean, most of us aren't battling Philistines or blessed with superhuman strength.
That's true, but we all face our own battles, right? Our own temptations. We all have those Delilahs in our lives, things that try to lure us away from our values or commitments.
And those things can be anything.
Oh, absolutely.
Addictions, bad relationships.
Even just that constant pressure to compromise our integrity for success or acceptance.
Exactly. You know the story of Samson? It reminds us that those temptations, they're real and they can have devastating consequences. But it also reminds us that we have the power to resist, to choose a different path.
It all comes down to recognizing our own vulnerabilities, I guess, those areas where we might be most susceptible to compromise.
And then having the courage to ask for help, to lean on, you know, our support system
right.
to stay connected to what truly matters.
It's about remembering who we are, what we stand for,
yeah,
why we're here.
Just like Samson's uncut hair symbolized his dedication to God,
right?
We all have things that represent our core values, our guiding principles.
And those things, those principles are what give us strength.
Absolutely.
Purpose and resilience in the face of adversity.
That's it. That's it.
Well, you know, Samson's story isn't a simple tale of good versus evil.
It's a story about the complexities of human nature, the struggle to live up to our potential, and the possibility of redemption.
That's right.
Even when we stumble.
Yeah, it's a story that continues to resonate with us thousands of years later.
I think so.
Reminding us that our choices have consequences, but it's never too late to seek forgiveness,
yeah,
to make amends, and to leave a positive mark on the world.
Well, that's all the time we have for today's deep dive, but thanks for joining us.
It's been a pleasure.